Hi, I'm Dirt, and you're listening to Dirt on the Ground. Today, we're going to get right into it. Just that, what we are, what we're about, what we're talking about, and what you're going to expect. Hopefully, what you're going to expect. So, Dirt on the Ground is me and my friends. A few of them are going to be Rosie Spencer, or Miss Sierra Rose, if you may. Good old Chris Morte, our friend old Uncle Pervy Sam, or Pervy Uncle Sam, and, you know, honest to God, maybe some people off the street. That's just what we're about. We don't think, we just kind of do. We don't think about the questions we gotta ask, we just answer them. You know, Dirt on the Ground is a euphemism, so to speak. I think that's the right word. Euphemism? Euphemism. We're going to say euphemism. I'm illiterate, by the way. Very, very illiterate. Dirt on the Ground is a euphemism. For metaphor. It's a metaphor. Dirt on the Ground is a metaphor. For everything that gets swept under the rug. All the questions that pop in your mind. You know, shower thoughts, poop thoughts, bath thoughts if you don't like showers. Poop bath thoughts if you're one of the nasty people. Car thoughts, you know, just when you're not really thinking and shit just pops in your head. Those odd questions you look in the mirror and you ask yourself, what the fuck were you thinking? That's what we do here. That's the dirt that we get on the ground and look at. And that dirt is so important if you think about it. Because it's all the shit that you actually think. That wasn't something you put effort into. That wasn't something that, you know, you wanted to think about. It was you were in a blank state. You had no thought. And that's what popped in your head. That's your mind. That's the part of your brain you will never understand. And we're here today, and hopefully in the future, to help you understand that shit a little bit better. So, our first subject on the day, first subject for the first podcast, I guess, is going to be, well, what pops in my head. You know, my biggest question, I'm looking at cigarettes right now, my biggest question is, why in the fuck do they charge the exact same for a pack of shorts and a pack of hundreds? Why is it that everyone always says that shorts and hundreds are, it's just the filter. The filter is 100 millimeter compared to, like, what is it, like 75 millimeters? Some stupid shit like that. But if you put the two cigarettes together, the filters are damn near identical, and it is, in fact, the cigarette that's like a cunt hair longer. What the fuck's up with that? You know, that's not 100. What the fuck is 100 to a short? And you put the cigarettes right next to each other, and there's not that much of a size difference. But have you ever put the packs next to each other? And it's like putting a 12-ounce can next to a black dude's dick. It's retarded. Metaphorically speaking, that the black man has a large penis, you know. All penises are different. Not everybody's hung. That's a big, big, big misconception. I've seen natives, Mexicans, white dudes, all of them with big dicks, all of them with small dicks. So let's get that shit straight. We're just metaphorically saying it's a black dude because, well, I'm white, I don't have a big penis, and I know for a fact that typically white dudes don't have big penises. You know, this is already a disaster. I love this podcast. This is great. So, cigarettes, though, you know. Same price for a pack of hundreds as it is for a pack of shorts. We smoke Marlboro Red Special Blend 100s. We go through about a pack and a half a day between two people. And we spend about $780 something per pack, but my lovely, lovely partner in crime, so to speak, is native, and therefore she gets a tribal discount on tobacco products. So really, we're only paying like five some a pack. But that's not the point. That's not the point. The point is, why in the fuck are they the exact same price? Why is it that they're so close in size, but they're advertised so differently? You know, I mean, maybe the longer filter makes you, like, I don't know, smoke slower. Maybe it makes it smoke faster. Maybe it doesn't do anything. Because I've timed myself, you know. I'm a night shift janitor when I'm not doing stupid shit like this or smoking recreational pot. And being a night shift janitor, you really come across like a lot of fucking free time on your hands. And so, in that free time, I do that shit. I tie myself smoking cigarettes, because, what else are you going to do in life? 10 minutes, man. 10 minutes to smoke 100. 10 minutes even. 9 minutes, 48 seconds to smoke a short. Now I've timed myself several times, smoking both. And those are the most consistent numbers. Within that ballpark, at least, you know. 9:48 region for a short. Like a 10-minute mark for 100. That's not a big fucking difference. So why in the fuck is it that they advertise them so differently? Why in the fuck is it that they, you know, price them the same? Why is it that the box is so much bigger, but the cigarette's not?
And why is it that for some reason that, like, people, like, why do they buy them? Like, why do you buy a short over 100 when realistically they're the same thing?
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Miss Rosie.
And, like, people think they're like, oh, I smoke shorts, okay? Like, what the fuck is the difference? It's a fucking 100 with a shorter ass butt.
It is. You know, I see people buying hundreds all the fucking time, but then they go and they cut the butt in half. And not all of them are doing it for needle junkie shit. Some of them are doing it because they genuinely just want to smoke, you know, a fucking 100 cigarette with a short butt. So why in the fuck just not, you know, why not just buy a fucking short? They're the same goddamn price. They're the same price. Same price. No difference in price. Except for brand. Except for brand. And obviously, you know, brand comes, price.
Well, fucking, I've heard, like, a couple people, like my Uncle Mike, he buys light hundreds, but he snips off the tip of his filter because for some reason it makes it a harsher cigarette.
So then why not just buy why not buy a pack of Reds?
I was gonna say he spent the same amount of money for
now. I know that having a longer filter, obviously, Marlboros. The longer filter catches more. You know, I know that's a big thing. The longer filter, it holds more nicotine and gunk in it. That's what a filter does. It filters. It's literally, the name is what it does. I couldn't make it anymore. There are people in the fucking world that don't know how to turn on vacuums. It would not surprise me that there are people in the fucking world that don't understand that filter means. The filter.
Filtration. Yeah.
And you got an oil filter, you got a house filter, you got a fucking filter. You got a Brita filter. What does it do? It makes your water cleaner. How? By filtering. Britain. Fucking, it's all a word, isn't it? They know what I'm talking about. I didn't say Aquafina or Dasani. I didn't say, ooh, oil tasting fucking water. I didn't say, ooh, fish oil in a bottle. No, I said the water filter. Filter. I can already see so many, like, flags getting hit on this. I've made, like, 3 black penis jokes. I took, like, 2 minutes just to focus on race for a second, specify that everybody's different.
You should just kind of take a second, because
Well, absolutely not. It's dirt on the floor. We're dirt on the floor. We're getting on the floor right now. I'm dirt. And I'm on the floor right now with the dirt, looking at the shit, talking about it. Look at this dirt. You see this dirt? Here, hold on. To make emphasis, because we do this shit in our basement like fucking creeps, I am currently on the floor. Literally dirt on the floor, talking about dirt on the floor. Our bed is on the floor. Dirt sleeps on the floor at a bed on the floor while looking at the dirt on the floor to get the dirt on the floor. Now, let that sink in for a minute. I'm going to give you 1 minute, and I'm not good at counting. My math is horrible. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I told you my math is horrible.
That's not math. That's time.
Time, math, numbers is math, letters is English. That's how it works. That's how this works. You know, when I started this, I was just at work bored, and I had a great idea. And now I realize 45 minutes is really hard to, like, fill. You know, 45 minutes is a really hard time frame to fill up when you actually don't have a plan, but you know that you're trying to fill up at least 45 minutes. I might not make this a 45-minute episode. So, okay, here's another thing, and I'm going to use, like, a famous quote, because... you know, references for popularity. I'm a cash whore. Please donate to me. I need the money. I'm a night janitor. What the fuck is up with this Facebook fact-checking shit here lately? Like, honest to God. Has anybody else come across? I know someone's come across that. It's been a big thing for a couple of days. Rosie, what about you? Have you seen your post has been cross-checked by independent fact-checkers.
Yeah.
And they've...
You know why that is? It's because of fucking Donald Trump.
Old plumpy Trumpy?
Yeah, it's because he makes so many false tweets.
Now let's get this straight real fast. We're so not a political we are not a political podcast.
No.
She's very explanatory. I'm very explanatory. We both smoke pot. Welcome to 2020. But we do like to shit on Trump and any other politician. My favorite is good old creepy Joe Biden, because fuck, the man smells people's hair and kisses little girls on the cheek, like, before every press conference. If that doesn't scream, he touches, like, gropes waitresses at Hooters on a Tuesday night, I don't know what fucking does. That's a man that gets drunk at the Applebee's parking lot before going into Applebee's to get drunk by himself to go back out to the parking lot and get drunker in a Tommy Bahama shirt.
Anywho, he's been making lots of false claims, and there's a lot of websites out there like The Onion or whatever. I don't freaking know. And
I thought The Onion was credible.
It's satire, I do believe. I'm not 100% sure, but
well,
a
we
lot
don't need
of people,
this William Shakespeare bullshit.
A lot of people take that and they don't read it for the satire that it is. And like, then there's other posts, you know, freaking, you can go to Wikipedia and...
You can just change shit if you want.
Yeah, go in and change things. And
I like to Wikipedia bomb. By the way, do not use Wikipedia as a credible source. Never use
.com. If
it's
not a .org, a .gov...
Or a .edu.
Don't use it.
Don't fucking trust it. Don't give it a chance. Unless, obviously, it's like Fox 59, but let's not feed into that bullshit right now. Because that's politics.
But there's so many, like, websites out there that are opinionated instead of fact. Like, they don't check the facts, or it's all hearsay. And so, you know, people are posting these things online and sharing them, and all these people are going fucking crazy because, you know, they're like, oh my god, so-and-so did this, and it's like, that's not even fucking true. So... there's got to be somebody, something out there that can debunk some of this shit that's being said. Because it's not fucking true.
You know, not even an hour ago, I was sucking on her nipples like a baby. And here we are doing a podcast. I'm over here struggling on how to finish this thing off. Because I wanted to say, thank you for joining us on Two Ferns with Zach Galifianakis. But then I thought, fuck, I'm gonna get sued if I do that shit. So instead, I just focused on her boobs while she went on that. But here's the thing, man. You guys, see, here's what grinds my gears, man, about men. Y'all are fucking stupid nowadays. Y'all don't know how not to get caught no more. Like, dudes don't give a shit no more. Ain't nobody got no class. I remember at a point where it was respectful to, if you are gonna look at a woman, keep it slick, keep it sly, don't let her see it, you know, and don't do catcalls, you know. Catcalls were for drunk-ass construction workers in New York, or, like, lower-class Italians for some fucking reason. That was always the stereotype. Like, and nothing against lower class Italians. I'm part Italian and most definitely lower class. So I can't say shit. Actually, I can say shit because I fall to the category. But, you know, I remember a day when keeping it slick was the way to do it. Nowadays, motherfuckers will just roll up and be like, ah, tit, look at that motherfucker. And, like, get smacked and just be like, damn, what you do, bitch? Nah, like, see, this is how you gotta do it. Y'all gotta train yourself to look like you always got a lazy eye. So that way you can keep one eye on the titty, one eye on the eye. You're always looking at her in the eye, but she never knows which one is actually looking at her in the eye. But she knows one is looking at her in the eye. That's the key, man. Y'all dudes nowadays, y'all gotta stop being stupid. Y'all gotta start keeping up with, you know, how the shit works. Look, have y'all ever thought, honest to God, like, what the fuck's wrong with me? You know, you hit up a chick 168 times and you call her a bitch because she ain't respond. Have you ever just thought, maybe, huh, maybe she don't like the dick pic, or maybe she don't like being called ma, or maybe I should just say hi instead of what's up, bitch? Like, come on, man. None of y'all are Future, none of y'all are Tyga, none of y'all are, fuck, Toby Keith. Toby Keith has more right to say, what's poppin', bitch, to a woman than you do. Shut the fuck up, sit the fuck down, read a book, and grow up, man, jeez. You know why you don't think about it? See, this is what dirt on the ground is dirt on the ground. It's all the dirt. It's all the shit you don't think about. Literally, none of y'all are thinking that because y'all stupid. There's right now, as I'm doing this, there are two people guaranteed. So many more guaranteed, but I'm not going to hit like an exact number because I can at least say two guaranteed. Can't nobody fact check me on that. Fuck with me. Two people guaranteed right now. They could even be listening. That I don't know about because I'm just learning how to use this shit. They could even be listening right now, though. And I guarantee they just sent a dick pic. Right there, right now, another two dick pics just got sent. Somewhere in the world, somebody sending a dick pic. It's like babies being born and old people dying. Every, like, what, 7 seconds a person dies. Every 30 seconds a baby's born. And, like, every 2 minutes a dick pic gets sent. Like, it's just hard facts, man. You can't strap with these. It don't bring Google onto this. I don't care. If I wanted actual facts, I would Google them myself. How do you think I'm doing this podcast?
With a smartphone.
I literally could not talk any clearer.
But you just still want to hear me or understand me.
Fucking just deaf. You guys got to keep your ears on the ground to find the dirt, man. Because you don't get from your eyes. I mean, you do. You might think of something. But that's what sticks. You know, what's going to stick is if you hear a sound. You know, that's going to make you think. You see something and you think, what the fuck is that? You hear a sound and you'll say, what the fuck is that? Now, which thought is more important? Which thought is more genuinely you? The one you vocalize accidentally or the one that you think accidentally? Now, both are important, but the one you think accidentally is who you are. The one you vocalize accidentally, that's what you want to fucking know. So let's say you see Bigfoot. You see Bigfoot, but you don't know it's Bigfoot. You just see that shape. You're going to say, what the fuck is that? But you ain't going to say it probably. You're just going to think it. Maybe you might say it, but you might not. But if you hear it, you're going to look around and go, what the fuck was that? Vocally. All the time, man. Auditory always gets so much more response than visual for some fucking reason. Auditory is so much more of a trigger for some fucking reason. Except for deaf people, of course, because they can't hear. I swear to God, I don't do that to make fun of the deaf. I've been listening to a lot of Bloodhound Gang here lately, and they are just so, so raw. But genuinely, you know, it's the shit you think that makes you you. It's the shit that you say that makes you think. Does that make sense? Think about that. Let's talk about that. The shit you think is what makes you who you are, but the shit you say is what makes you think. So what is the shit you say? What is that? That's you, dude. Literally, you can't say something without thinking it, but you can't think something without saying it. Does that make sense? Absolutely fucking not. But in the same sense, it does. Like, you get what I'm saying. You understand. You know, when you think something and you say it, it's because you thought it, you know. You put the words together in your brain, and that made them come out, you know. As I'm saying these words, I'm thinking them out, you know. My brain is processing these words as, you know, as what I want to say. But now, if I were to close my mouth and just think for a second, what am I doing? I'm building myself up. But to actually open yourself up, to actually, like, think about shit, you gotta say it to yourself, you know? So let's say you wanna know how to smoke a bowl. Well, you think to yourself, all right, so I grind up the weed with the grinder. I pull it out, pack it in the bowl. I put the bowl to my lips, and I plug the carb, and I light it. Now, you say that, you know? You can think that, and that's for you. But now, if you say it, who is that for? That's for you, but that's also for whoever's fucking listening. But it's something you thought of. It's something that you were. Something that came from your mind. Something that came from you. Now, let's get the more spontaneous shit. So you're sitting there in a room, and someone says, "Hey, Pete, the room's on fire." You're Pete, by the way. What are you gonna think? Now, taking what you thought, are you gonna say those exact words? If you vocalize it, are you going to say those exact words? Are those going to be the exact words that are going to come out? You can guarantee every word for word is what's going to come out. Well, now what if you didn't have time to process it? What if you noticed that the room is on fire and you got to be the one to say something? What are you going to think and what are you going to say? What's going to come out? Are you going to be level, you know, level-headed and think and then say? Or are you going to be spontaneous and just say, "I'm in the fire! It's fire!" It's all who you are. Your thoughts that you put into words, those words can't be nothing without your thoughts. But your thoughts won't be shit without your words. And those words that you pull from your thoughts and then put back into your thoughts, those words will make you. And you are right now probably high as fuck listening to this dumb shit, aren't you? Yes, you are, because you're a good little puppy. You want the treat? You want the Scooby snack? The Scooby snack?
Don't demean them.
Ruh-roh. So, taking all that I've talked about, taking all that thought now that you have in your brain, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to preach it? Are you going to start expressing your thoughts? Are you going to start talking and just saying? Are you going to take that dirt on the ground? And are you going to actually look at it? Or are you just going to brush the shit away? If the first answer is the one you came up with, if you decide that you do want to take that dirt, if I've done nothing more than make you laugh, maybe this ain't the podcast for you. I mean, sure it is. A podcast is for whoever wants to listen to a fucking podcast. Whatever gets you coming to it. That's what it is. Whatever keeps you interested, man.
I suppose.
Man and or woman.
May I throw something in there?
Of course, brother.
Because you're talking about how, you know, your thoughts are, you know, who you are and stuff like that, mm-hmm. right? All right, well, there's also an aspect of, you ever got, like, that thought where you're, like, you're just sitting there and you're, like, wow, that was a really fucked up thought. Like, why did I think that? Like, that's a really fucked up thing to think. Like, why is that something that my brain would think about? Because that's not the person that, like, I am or want to be.
I'm going to say, you don't like killing babies, by all means. You're against that shit. But every now and again, a thought pops into your head. Hey, what would happen if I put a crib midget in a blender and hit puree? Like, that's a fucked up thing to do. That's not something that you're about.
Those are called intrusive thoughts. And those thoughts aren't you. Those are all the fucked up things that you think about. And, like,
your brain's like, hey, dude, no. Let's put those back.
Right.
But now, you know that you have those thoughts. I can count several times on several hands. They aren't my hands. I mean, I can count on my hands, but I would need other hands to count more. And I can count on other hands. Very vividly, I can remember several times where I've thought about thoughts from the past, you know, years and years and years ago, I thought this or that. And then yesterday, I'm like, damn, did I really think that shit a while back? Believe it or not, yeah, like she said, that shit is you, but that shit isn't who you are. It's intrusive. It's a thought that just happens to everybody. Everybody has a break. Everybody has a snap. Every human is meant to experience all the emotions. All the emotions are, well, intertwined. You know, you've got happiness, you've got anger, you've got sadness, you've got this, got that, yeah. You could be the happiest person on earth, but you've had sad thoughts, you've had angry thoughts, you've had bad thoughts. That's who you are. It doesn't mean you're bad, it just means you're human. You know, what do you think about that? Now, that's some deep shit to think about. Those fucked up thoughts, what do you think about those? When you have those thoughts, where do they send you? Where do you go? Now, after you answer that question, think about where you go, and then think about where those thoughts go. Those thoughts are some of the most important ones we could have, because those thoughts are the ones that really show the other side of us. Those thoughts show the emotions that we hold back, you know? I get very, very, very deep, depressing thoughts on my own, because I repress depression. I try to stray away from depression, and therefore I suffer from it when I actually start to slack. When my, manic disorders start to kick in, they really take a grip on me, because when I am happy, I repress and push away as much bad as I can for my mind and for my body, and that causes constant intrusive thoughts. So now, think about where you go when you have those thoughts, and then think about where those thoughts go. Think about how they affect your brain. Think about how they affect you. Those are the thoughts that we want to talk about most on this show. Those are the thoughts that are going to come, you know, every episode, maybe. You know, we can't guarantee every episode's going to have, you know, thoughts like that and discussions like that. But we do want to try to get those, because that's the dirt on the ground. That's the shit you took and you threw it on the ground and you swept it under the couch like it's dirt. Get that fucking dirt. Come back tomorrow for another episode of Dirt on the Ground with me, Dirt, my lovely, lovely fiance, Miss Rosie Spencer, my brother-in-law, future brother-in-law, Chris Morte, and our friend, Pervy Uncle Sam. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.